from foreign lands,
those from foreign lands,
they should learn how to do this.
They should learn how to do this.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He was praising how the ladies received the Harinam Sankirtan with Udhani.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was praising how the ladies they received Harinam Sankirtan with Udhani.
But the men, they can also do Haridhani.
But the men, they can also do Haridhani.
Also do a Haridhani.
Of course, the ladies also do Haridhani.
But the men cannot do Udhani.
But the men cannot do Udhani.
So,
we heard how yesterday
Lord Chaitanya was someone from the spiritual world.
How Lord Chaitanya descended from the spiritual world.
And he is Krishna himself.
And he is Krishna himself.
But in the mood of a devotee.
But in the mood of a devotee.
So no one can call him Krishna.
So no one can call him Krishna.
If they call him Krishna,
if they call him Krishna,
he would cover his ears.
He would cover his ears.
And say, no, no.
And he would say, no, no.
I am simply a devotee.
I am simply a devotee.
So, this place of Mayapur,
so this place, Mayapur,
is not different from Vrindavan.
Is not different from Vrindavan.
Here is a direct gateway back to the Goloka Vrindavan.
Here there is a direct gateway back to Goloka Vrindavan.
And that is opened by Lord Chaitanya.
And that is opened by Lord Chaitanya.
And for us, that was reopened by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami.
And for us, that was reopened by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Mahārāja. So those who come to Mayapur Dham.
So those who come to Mayapur Dham,
they can easily transfer themselves to the spiritual world.
They can easily transfer themselves to the spiritual world.
I was with Prabhupada.
I was with Prabhupada.
When he went to his room.
When he went to his room.
And there he had a golden goblet.
And there he had a golden goblet.
And he drank some water.
And he drank some water.
He drank it on high. High up.
And drank it high up.
Without touching.
Without touching.
He drank. Mayapur. Living or dying in Mayapur.
Living or dying in Mayapur.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
And that sounded a bit unusual.
That sounded a bit unusual.
So in my normal foolish state, I asked Prabhupada, what does that mean?
According to my
In my normal foolish state,
I asked Prabhupada, what does that mean?
And Prabhupada said, you live here, you're in the holy Dham.
Prabhupada said, you live here, you're in the holy Dham.
And you die here.
And you die here.
You go back to Godhead.
You go back to Godhead.
Evil. So, on the earth that we see, the Navadvip Dham, has a circumference, about 22 crushes.
Of about 22 crotas.
32
crotas.
That's about 32 times.
Times 2.8.
Yeah, my money changes, so.
Huh?
64.
It is definitely more than 64.
Anyway, so we were walking around the nine islands.
We can go walking around the nine islands.
And it's within the possibility of walking.
And it is within the possibility of walking.
Some
Gaudiya Mutts.
Every day walk to one island and walk back.
They walk to one island and they walk back.
That's a bit strenuous.
That's a bit strenuous.
We walk from one island to the next.
We walk from one island to the next.
Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did.
Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did.
Like Lord Nityananda did.
Like Lord Nityananda did.
With Jiva Goswami.
With Jiva Goswami.
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur did.
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur did.
So, and we camp out.
And we camp out.
In the different islands.
In the different islands.
Of course, some people choose to come back to Mayapur.
Of course, some people choose to come back to Mayapur.
By bus.
By bus.
So whether you drive up and down by bus.
So whether you drive up and down by bus.
Or you stay over in the campsites.
Or you stay over in the campsites.
You are in the spiritual world.
You are in the spiritual world.
When Lord Chaitanya was in the womb of Mother Sachi.
When Lord Chaitanya was in the womb of Mother Sachi.
At that time, different devas.
At that time, different devas.
Angels from the celestial planets.
Angels from the celestial planets. They came to have darshan.
And offered their prayers.
And offered their prayers.
So they saw Mother Sachi as exceedingly effulgent.
So they saw Mother Sachi as exceedingly effulgent.
And they were offering their prayers.
And they were offering their prayers.
Oh dear Lord Chaitanya.
Oh dear Lord Chaitanya.
We know that you are coming.
We know that you are coming
to deliver the fallen souls.
To deliver the fallen souls.
You are coming to give out.
You are coming to give out
pure love of Krishna.
Pure love of Krishna.
We are your devotees.
We are your devotees
from the celestial planets.
From the celestial planets.
But we do not want any material benediction.
But we do not want any material benediction.
In the celestial planets, we have already enough.
In the celestial planets, we already have enough
material enjoyment.
Material enjoyment.
In fact, too much.
In fact, too much.
And this distracts us.
That this
distracts us
from practicing devotional service.
From practicing devotional service.
Instead,
we are absorbed
in enjoying the senses.
We are absorbed in enjoying the senses.
We only have two problems.
We only have two problems.
One is sometimes we get attacked.
One is that sometimes we get attacked
by demons.
By demons.
Who try to take over the celestial heavens.
Who try to take over the celestial heavens.
And we have to fight with them.
And we have to fight with them.
Sometimes.
And sometimes
we get injured.
We get injured.
or die.
Or die.
So, that's one of our problems.
That's one of our problems.
The second problem.
The second problem.
Is there so much sense gratification.
Is that there is so much sense gratification.
That we forget.
That we forget.
About your loving service.
About your loving service.
And we get totally distracted.
And we get totally distracted.
So please have mercy on us.
So please have mercy on us.
That we can be absorbed in your pure devotional service.
That we can be absorbed in your pure devotional service.
So this was their heartfelt prayer.
So this was their heartfelt prayer.
And so normally they're invisible.
Normally they are invisible.
But she could see the shadows.
By which she could see the shadows.
And then she reacted.
And then she reacted.
She started to say the Narasimha prayers.
She started to say the Narasimha prayers.
And they could tell that somehow she knew they were there.
And they could tell that somehow she knew that they were there.
And they knew that this was done by Lord Chaitanya.
And they knew that this was done by Lord Chaitanya.
So they hid away.
So they hid away.
So, some people who don't finish their Krishna consciousness.
Who don't finish their Krishna consciousness. It says that they get various consolation prizes.
One is to be born on the celestial planets.
One is to be born on the celestial planets.
Or to be born in heaven.
Or to be born in heaven.
Same thing.
Same thing.
But we can see.
But we can see.
That's not something a devotee wants.
But we can see that that is not something that a devotee wants.
That's what you get for good karma.
That's what you get for good karma.
But the devotee wants to serve the Lord.
But devotee wants to serve the Lord.
And
I made a drama of this,
which they performed in Brazil.
Which they performed in Brazil.
Somewhere else. I forget now. So, I'll tell
Bhakti Marg Maharaj to see if he likes it.
Anyway,
the other thing is to be born in a family
of rich merchants.
Of rich merchants.
The best birth is to be born.
And the best birth is to be born
in a family of yogis.
In a family of yogis.
Especially bhakti yogis.
Especially bhakti yogis.
So, our grihasthas have a very great...
So our grihasthas have a very great...
Seva.
To bring up Krishna conscious children.
In case we don't make it.
In case we don't make it,
then I'm going to be born in the family of devotee parents.
Then if we can be born in a family of devotee parents,
and brought up in Krishna consciousness, that would be very good. We can finish our business. In one life.
If we are a little serious.
So,
This is interesting.
How taking birth in the heavenly planets.
Is considered
by devotees.
As something not
very useful. So,
we find that all the acharyas, they pray,
and if they are not qualified, to enter the Lord's pastime, so they can be born in a family of devotees.
Haribo.
So Prabhupada said that
the children that are sent to us
are sent by Krishna.
And actually they are meant to go back to Godhead. They're Vaikuntha kids.
So it's a very great responsibility.
Our grihasthas have
to raise a child, as a devotee. Of course,
they have to also, like Prabhupada said,
raise your child so that
he's
very attached to the parents.
We get very attached to the parents.
Unless when the parents give him or her Krishna consciousness.
And thus when the parents give him or her Krishna consciousness, they will accept.
Because of their relationship with the parents.
Prabhupada revealed that
as a child,
he had his own deities.
And he used to worship his deities.
While
his father would worship the installed deities.
He would worship his play deities. When he entered into college, he gave his practice deities
to his sister.
Who we used to call as Pisima or Auntie. When I came to Calcutta
in 1970,
she would invite us over. Achyutananda Das and myself, and give us prasadam. She was a very expert cook.
And we saw the deities that Prabhupada had given her. Dysentery. And he asked the sister to make Puris. With powdered sugar.
With powdered sugar.
I wondered how is that good for dysentery. But somehow it cured Prabhupada. So she had magic preparations.
Piping hot puris.
Can cure dysentery.
Next one.
Once there was a dark blue velvet curtain. Across the window where Prabhupada was staying. And he said that this curtain is attracting mosquitoes. And when a devotee came into the room,
with some mosquito killing repellent.
And started spraying. Prabhupada said, you rascal. You have a curtain.
To attract mosquitoes.
And you kill them.
So what is this?
One time. A home minister.
The home minister.
Tarun Kanti Ghosh. He came. While I was there.
He went up to Prabhupada.
And put his head on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Brahmananda.
Was ready to punch him. Prabhupada said no.
He was the home minister in charge of police.
So his grandfather
was a famous Vaishnava.
And he once came to Mayapur
by helicopter. So Prabhupada was very happy. Because many people
came to see the helicopter.
Prabhupada wanted to popularize Mayapur by any means.
Prabhupada was sitting in his room.
It was the day of the Annakoot. The Govardhan Puja. There was a big mountain of rice.
That they had made.
And they gave out
sumptuous prasadam.
25,000 people. So then Prabhupada heard. Some dogs barking. And he went over the veranda.
And looked.
And I accompanied him.
And there he saw.
Some village kids.
They were eating.
They were eating off the throne plates.
With one hand.
And with the other hand.
They had a stick.
And they were bending off.
Local dogs.
When Prabhupada saw this,
He started to cry.
See how hungry they must be.
They are eating the uchishta.
The remnants.
That which is thrown out.
They're fighting with dogs.
I want that you arrange.
No one goes hungry.
Within a 10 kilometer radius.
Prabhupati. Every moment Prabhupada was. Something very dynamic and very moving.
Whether
he was receiving a minister, whether he was arranging food for life.
For the children.
He was always doing something.
To spread Krishna consciousness.
One day the local Muslims.
Wanted to give Prabhupada a demonstration.
Of their stick fighting abilities. And they had a drama. Called armed robbery.
Dacoity.
So there, with that kind of music.
There with that kind of music.
They had a drama.
Where some people were attacked by another group of people.
And those were playing the part of dacoits.
And those who were playing the part of dacoits
filled their mouth up with kerosene.
And blew out a flame.
Flame.
And the flame would go out in the air.
They were dancing and twirling their sticks. But somehow, Prabhupada just engaged in some kind of seva.
He stood on the veranda.
Saw them. Through their dacoity dance. So this way,
he was friends with everyone. And way he was friends with everyone.
He was someone that every day from 5 to 6 he was accessible. Everyone would see him.
He was someone that from 4 to 6 every day he was accessible. Anyone could go and see him.
So when I was there, chief officer of the police.
Sometimes the chief officer of the police.
Some village leader.
Sometimes a village leader. Different people came to see him.
One day, Subhag Maharaj's mother came.
One day, Subhag Maharaj's mother came.
And she was crying.
And she was crying.
Crying. I need my son back.
I need my son back.
I can't live without my son.
I can't live without my son.
He started rolling on the ground.
And started rolling on the ground.
Prabhupada told us.
Prabhupada told us.
About Bengali mothers.
About Bengali mothers.
And there we are seeing one.
And there we are seeing one.
So emotional.
So emotional.
And then Prabhupada said.
Then Prabhupada said.
I'm not keeping your son.
I'm not keeping your son.
You can have him.
You can have him.
Really? Sure, I'm not keeping him.
Sure, I'm not keeping him. I can take him?
Sure.
Sure.
Subhag Maharaj, do you want to go?
Subhag Maharaj, you want to go?
He said, no.
No.
The Prabhupada was nice to have a deal in different situations.
Prabhupada was expert in how to deal with different situations.
One day the local youth.
One day the local youth.
They came up.
They came up.
They said, we're doing Kali Puja. We want donation.
We're doing Kali Puja. We want donations.
Prabhupada
called the secretary.
He whispered in his ear. He whispered in his ear.
He whispered in his ear.
Put 10 rupees in an envelope.
Put 10 rupees in an envelope.
You know.
And give it to them.
They took the envelope.
They took the envelope and went away.
So, when I was through this, to argue and when he had to give something.
When it was fruitless to argue and when he had to give something,
that he knew.
That he knew.
I have seen this quality in Canada.
In Canada.
We
were invited to come
to the World Fair.
To the World Fair.
And then, they assigned some French Canadian lady.
There they assigned some French Canadian lady
to take us on a tour.
To take us on a tour.
So we had a sketch of Montreal, which was something new in the world.
So they had a special monorail, which is something new in the world.
But she was sitting.
She was sitting.
She was a little uptight.
She was a little uptight.
Because she was an old Indian.
He is an old Indian.
Whereas young Canadians and young Americans.
Whereas we are young Canadians and Americans.
All shaved up.
All shaved up.
So we are from some other planet.
So we are from some other planet.
And she's the one speaking.
She's the one speaking.
No, no.
She,
She wasn't speaking.
She wasn't speaking, and we are the ones speaking.
We weren't speaking either.
We are speaking either.
All of a sudden,
Prabhupada said,
"Oh, you have such nice hair.
Oh, yeah, such nice hair.
Oh, thank you." He broke the ice.
So he broke the ice.
So I saw that Prabhupada
is very expert.
How to deal in different situations.
So he was so kind.
He wanted all the devotees. To come here to Mayapur Dham. And to enjoy it.
The spiritual world.
On earth. In Mayapur. It's very easy to awaken. Your natural affection and love for Krishna. So we hope that everybody during the Shravan Melas,
Kirtan Melas,
Mahabhishekas,
Parikramas,
festivities,
you'll all feel
closer to Lord Chaitanya. Are you feeling closer?
Are you feeling closer to Srila Prabhupada? Yesterday I told how Srila Prabhupada,
had many different pastimes in Mayapur. But he said that if he would have a direct path,
that if you could have a direct path
to the Ganges, he would stay here. So that gave us a big impetus. We tried to get some pathway to the Ganges.
But there were always one or two plots in the way.
One day Prabhupada walked to the Ganges. With 10 or 15 sannyasis, brahmacharis and devotees. So he looked around.
There are no ladies here.
Let's take a bath.
Let's take a bath.
In the Ganges.
In the Ganges.
Radha Prabha.
So then we said, Prabhupada, we have no bathing here, and Prabhupada said, anyway, there are no ladies here.
So, he was in the upper face of his cloth.
So he wore the upper piece of his cloth.
And other devotees,
wore upper pieces.
And they all went into the Ganges.
Prabhupada didn't know swimming.
But he knew how to dip.
So he dipped.
Ceremoniously.
In the Ganges.
And we all bathed in the Ganges. One person started getting a bit frivolous. And started to splash Prabhupada. So he just cautioned. He gave a look.
That was enough.
By his mercy, it also purified the holy rivers.
By his mercy, he also purified the holy rivers. Now the Ganges has come very close.
Now we have a direct path to the Ganges.
But Prabhupada has already gone back. So we can take his murti and bathe him.
So this is our seva. We also worship the deity of the Ganges. And those who have ashes. For the departed souls.
We take those and perform a submersion.
So like this. There are various festivities. In Mayapur.
Prabhupada would do these different activities.
So he also performed these transcendental activities.
So he also performed these transcendental activities.
He also wanted you.
These activities.
I thank you all for your participation and your attention. Tonight I spoke a little bit about Prabhupada. In relation to Lord Chaitanya.
In addition to Lord Chaitanya.
Haribol. Any questions?
Are there any questions?
medicine.
Guru Maharaj, you said that when parikrama time, according to circumstances, many devotees come back by bus. So I'm asking you, many devotees are using shoes on parikrama time. Can you give me your opinion? What is?
Kavichandra Maharaj
said you get double.
Said that you get double
credit
if you go
barefoot.
If you go barefoot.
That means you get half credit.
You get half credit
if you wear shoes.
If you wear shoes.
Whether you wear shoes and not go at all.
Better to wear shoes than not go at all. Better to wear shoes than not to go at all.
If you can. Tolerate no shoes.
If you can tolerate no shoes.
That's better. What?
Better something than nothing. Better go with your shoes than not go at all.
This year, Krishna willing.
This year, Krishna willing.
It would not be that hot.
It would not be that hot. When the year after the Purushottam month, that year is sometimes hot.
I saw one lady. The road was so hot.
The road was so hot.
She had two cloths.
She would put one cloth down. Step on it. Pick it back. Reach back and pick up the cloth she was on before.
Throw that
in the front.
That's
how she was walking.
So
that's great determination.
If the road gets that hot, I think it's practical to wear shoes. When Lord Chaitanya was here, 500 years ago,
there were not asphalt roads.
With tar that melted. All were dirt roads. So, as one has participated in many parikramas.
So, as one who has participated in many parikramas,
the earth road.
So you learn to appreciate the earth road.
There is a message from Ekanath Prabhu. Not to ask any more questions.
Don't take any more questions. This is the audio.
Thank you.
Maharaj, kindly explain what is the inspiration behind you for this much dedication towards Srila Prabhupada and Mayapur Dham.
So little dedication.
I have so little dedication. It must be my conditioning that
Impedes me.
That impedes me. Srila Prabhupada, you are so merciful.
I wish I could do more. And everything that we do,
we feel
unlimited spiritual bliss.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, you spoke about the deities, play deities of Srila Prabhupada, which he gave to Pishima, and then you had the darshan. Can we know where are those deities now?
They were stolen.
They thought that they were solid gold, so they stole them. We got another one back, but we never got those deities back.
Haridwani. So tomorrow again we will resume our program morning at 10 o'clock with His Holiness Radha Gobindas Goswami Maharaj. Lesson from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Hare Krishna.